know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's the 5678. My name is Jason, a.k.a. Helga Pataki. Up in this bitch, up in a rejuvenated dance studio.
Renovated
dance studio. We're over here at True Dance over here in Union City.
I know, it doesn't look like a...
it looks
like
so,
DMV no more.
It don't look like DMV. The floors are very bougie. They got nice-ass leather. I hope it's pleather. Vegan leather.
And I have, and there's quite a few of them all through the lobby.
It's nice, bitch.
Got our chandeliers up, Chateau True Mess.
Very chandelier.
When you turn off the lights.
I know.
We need to be serving dinner up in this bitch.
I hope so. So.
Motherfuckers, people and waiters with no bottoms.
Bottoms?
No. With like, you know, waiter, you know, things around their waist. What are you and no bottoms.
I never heard that before. Bitch, you was some of your fluffing days, girl. I just found out today Alan used to be a fluffer in Oakland back in the day when he was like 16, 17.
Hey,
but she didn't go through it though.
I was trying to get lunch money, man.
But bitch, you go through it though? Did you suck any dick?
No, I couldn't. I was scared. Because that bitch was scared. I was just looking at her saying, oh, fuck. I can't do this.
You're like, I ain't sucking no one's dick.
I can't
sucking
do this.
I ain't doing that
because
shit.
People just standing around. It's like, okay, now go.
They told you to jump in there?
Just go. Oh, well, he was doing okay. But they were telling someone else on another set, and I heard them say, okay, now go. Like, oh, shit, that's how y'all just talk to people? I can't do this.
Go, suck it, go. You want to introduce yourself?
Oh, the job experience at an early age.
Oh, my God, bitch. Have you said your name yet?
Oh, I'm sorry. I am Big Papa Passion Fruit Frizz, coming straight to you from True Mess. Thank you, Sarita, for letting us use this place.
Yes,
and Alicia,
thank you.
And Mama Barb. You guys are the best.
I still need my confirmation for the cruise, so you're listening to this, Barb.
Bitch, they want you on a boat in the back trying to climb a rope to get on that bitch.
Really want something, girl. So, how was your week, Miss Things?
Oh, my God.
Oh, actually, 2 weeks. Yeah. So, yes, we've been off for 2 weeks. We had the lost episode last week.
Sure,
which was interesting.
Thought was
we thought it was lost, but it wasn't. It was a shitty sound, but whatever. It was still cute.
Oh, my God.
It was funny, though. But how was your week, though? 2 weeks.
Man, actually, the kids, we went to Monsters Convention that came around, and like I think six of the kids from the studio came out with scholarships.
So what do they get with the scholarships?
They get different. There's different like packages. Like some get like free classes to a studio in LA, or they get like a certain amount off for like the convention as it's going around and stuff.
That's it.
Well, you know, every year is different. I didn't think this year they gave out. They gave out okay stuff, you know,
like
a little money off, whatever, for this and that. But, you know, I think it was exciting for the kids to see them like, ooh, I won something. You know, I was recognized.
Oh, for doing
you know
something good.
Because
I can see
hella
that.
Hella kids, you know what I'm saying?
It was like mostly kids? Is Monsters mostly for kids?
It's for people of all ages. But, you know, there's a lot of kids in there.
I saw some of those videos of those kids. I'm like, why the fuck are these parents paying for these goddamn kids?
Because everybody
to dance?
Thinks their child is like a star. And everybody
bitch.
Wants their child to be that, you know, child star now.
Girl, they know each other child star, but nobody. No. I see it all. I saw a few videos from Monsters, and yeah.
That's what the internet has done. That's what YouTube has done. It said
yeah.
Could be a star, bitch.
How was the Dance Master show?
Oh,
bitch, I heard you performed.
I did a little something.
She performed in the goddamn hallway or the lobby or some shit.
I put up my performance shoes. Thank you. Because why? Because I was asked.
No, why did you guys do it? Why did you guys do it out there?
Oh, because they were doing a pre-show before everybody went in the lobby, which was really cool. It wasn't just us. It was like two other acts.
Okay.
But we closed out the lobby show and got
move the mic
to
towards
inside.
The other way. Then
wait, what do you mean put the mic towards?
Like, move it this way.
Okay, y'all, we got new mics and shit. Now he's trying
no, it's
to,
in mics. We just have them stands.
We have no, oh, we have
you're
new
not
stands.
Coming out. Yeah, cause you're not
oh
coming
yeah, because it feels like we in a summit now. There you go. The fuck?
Guilty.
Yes. I did it. Spank me.
Spank me. But no, so you performed in the... So who?
Yeah,
so,
I did perform. And I don't want to perform no more. So please, people, stop asking me. Okay? I don't want to perform no more. Thank you.
But that was cute, Mr. You walked through. But she was pushing bitches out of the way.
I know. Wait a minute. Let me tell you. Move, please, as I was trying to get through to the fucking stage through the crowd, I was pushing, well, kind of slide myself through. Say, excuse me. This little short motherfucker shoved me, and I looked back at his ass. No, an audience member. And I looked back at him. I said, "Motherfucker, what's your problem? I'm about to hit the stage." And he looked at me sideways with his four pairs of eyes.
Oh, he thought you were cutting him in line.
Yeah, you little short bitch, grossome.
So you thought you were cutting him?
Yes, and that little short motherfucker shoved me hella hard, and I swear to God, my auntie kicked in, and I almost knocked the piss out of him. But then I forgot I was about to go on stage. So when I got on stage, why was I looking for his ass? I didn't see the bitch the rest of the night.
She's like, oh, shit, she's performing.
Yeah.
I got in a fight one time before a show for Jocelyn.
You got what?
I got into a fight in San Diego before a show with Jocelyn.
How do you get into a fight with somebody?
So, quick story. Story time. So, it was New Year's Eve in San Diego, and Jocelyn was doing a show at a gay club out there. So, before we went on stage, they were doing a money, you know, they did a money drop for New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
So, they did a money drop with, like, balloons and all that stuff, and then after the money drop, we were supposed to go on stage. So, we're on the side hanging out before we went on stage, and all of a sudden, they did a money drop. And then me and Devon were like, free money, let's go. So, you went out there, started getting money, and this motherfucker pushed me and then pushed Devon. So, bitch, I was like, first of all, we about to go on stage for one. For two, we ain't from here. When the motherfucker says it to you, we ain't from here, believe it. And motherfucker, I swung his ass back, and then he charged me and knocked me to the ground, and then Devon grabbed him and threw him and started punching him.
Are you serious?
Right before we went on
y'all
stage.
Y'all supposed to be the fucking show, bitch. Now you're fucking really acting like you're putting
so, bitch,
on the show.
So security ran over there. They grabbed the guy. They grabbed us. They're about to kick us out. And they're like, no, they're about to go on stage. Bitch. And they're like, I'm like, let go, man. I'm about to go on stage.
That's so bad.
And Joss is in the side just sitting there watching us like, these fucking faggots.
Saying prayers to himself.
And it was like, Jesus, a little bit of ecstasy. Bitch, running on stage. Let's get into a fight, girl. Mess. So, yes, I get that. I understand that. So, but you performed there, and then your kids performed too, right?
Yeah, they performed on the stage. They got a really good response.
How many kids performed?
It's like 22.
And the kids that performed outside in the lobby, were those like the students?
Oh, they were the students, yeah.
When did you have rehearsals with them? Was Dustin in there?
Yeah, Dustin came back.
I saw Dustin in there. Sexy lass. He's so cute. I know, he's so tall.
Yeah, he's a big
When did you have rehearsals with them?
The week before.
A dance mission?
Yeah. Monday and Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
Two rehearsals, pretty much, and then we got it in, and it all worked out really good.
Oh, shit.
I was very, very proud. I had a little baby perform with me.
Who?
To Rebecca's little daughter.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It was so cute. That little girl's so cute.
I keep telling her, okay, girl, this is your last part. Go off now. And then she kept on dancing. I said, girl, take your butt off.
She was still dancing?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So cute. Want to perform? Okay, girl, it's part of the show. Bye.
That was so cute. That was cute, though. Oh, I'm glad. So, was this for like a dance mission thing? Or?
This is for our 20th anniversary, yeah. That's and so they were like showing what the new studios are going to look like when we move to. It's like four studios.
Where's it moving to?
18th and Mission in San Francisco in a couple of years, but it breaks ground next year.
So they're building the whole studio?
Then a renovation. It has its frame and structure. They got the inside, which used to be an apartment store. And actually, I was birthed right around the corner from there.
Really?
Right around the corner.
In a house?
Yes.
You were birthed in the house?
Oh, no. That's where my mama...
that was so country.
That's where my mama actually had me in the house right around the corner from there.
Wait, hold on. You were birthed in a house, not a hospital?
No, I wasn't birthed, nigga, but that's where she conceived me.
Oh, she conceived you in the house. Uh-huh. Okay.
In the house, underneath the house.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, mama, I love you. Miss you.
So do I. I miss that bitch.
How was your week?
It was cute. I didn't do much. I worked. We had the puppies and all that stuff.
Yeah,
nothing
why
too
you
major.
Bring the puppies back?
Because they're fucking cuckoo now. They're crazy. Like they're all over the place. They chew on everything. I can't. Oh. So we put them in the living room now, so we don't fuck with us when we're sleeping now. Oh, so they have to run to the living room. So they be shitting and pissing all over the living room.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, but I have little. But they're trained on the paper and all that stuff. So, but besides that, that's it, bitch. I ain't doing shit else, Miss Dane. But living life, girl. Boring as fuck, girl. I need. I know. I need. Oh, and of course, I'm doing Cycle Bar. I've been cycling once a week.
Yes,
huh? Girl. And I finished sixth today out of 32 people in the class.
Oh, look at you, Speedy Gonzalez.
Girl. Well, cause I think my bike's rigged, too, so that kind of helps, too.
She acted like she was running from some niggas in Richmond.
I was. That's why I was like, the police, or a dog, or a pit bull, honey. But, yeah, so.
How are your legs feeling?
I hurt. Right now they do. And me and Alice, afterwards, today, it hurt like shit because the bitch has going up and down, sitting down, up and down.
Oh, okay. So, you're not used to that.
No, bitch. I'm not a bottom, so I don't do that very often.
See, you a seasonal bottom.
Yeah, it's coming up. Thanksgiving's coming up. So you know what that means? Gobble, gobble in my pussy.
You get one golden ticket, that's it?
Yeah, I got a golden ticket. I know, bitch, like Willy Wonka. That's right. What it is. Mm-hmm. You better pull the right candy bar, right. Honey. Mm-hmm. So,
oop, your rapper doesn't have it. Sorry.
Have you seen that video of? Well, I showed Alan today the video of that Kids Bop Karen. You guys haven't seen it yet, huh? Y'all need to watch this video. Okay, so I'm gonna play it. I don't know if it's gonna play on here, but let me see if it plays on here. Come here, come watch this. Come
this,
here. This is white bitch. She's crazy.
Bitch is stupid. And I want to know what happened prior. I guess the man.
So I'm guessing it's an Uber driver. He hit her car by accident. It looks like New York. I don't know. It looks like somewhere.
Okay, because she was talking about her kid. I thought that he had a kid. But I guess the kid, there's just a kid in the car.
No, like there's kids in the car. And I guess because she's the one hit the car, she was thinking of my kid. So yeah, sure. so they crowned her Kids Bop Karen. So I'm going to play it on here. Let me see if you guys can be able to.
You too.
I'm sorry, really sorry.
You are?
No, it's my fault.
It is your fault.
Yeah, I know it's my fault. That's why I'm saying sorry. Eh?
She thinks it's cute that her driver almost hit my kids. And she thinks she needs to take a video of it. Instead of apologizing like a saint.
So stopping in the middle of the road is going to help?
You being a bitch is going to help?
This bitch stuck her.
Calm down.
It's okay, I'm sorry.
He apologized. It's my fault. You know what? If that didn't upset me, but the bitch ass hoe, you need to calm down. What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a bitch. You're calling me sorry, but you're calling me a bitch. I'll set an example. I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch. Your window's open. They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Yeah. Oh, they're listening to Kids Bop. Fuck
y'all. Is that hilarious?
You see, I would have just rolled the window up on that bitch and just kept the pushing.
Calm down.
Kids Bop.
Kids Bop. Oh,
bitch,
no.
This bitch had so many facial emotions during that whole. So basically, this whole video went viral. It's Reggie, watch it. Phil, you have to watch it. It's fucking funny as shit. This bitch facials. She put her head in the fucking car.
Turn her head.
To
get it in them words. That's where you should start rolling up the window on that right? Bitch's face.
She's like, calm down. Yeah, bitch. I wish a bitch would stick her fucking head in my goddamn window. Cause guess what the fuck I'm doing? Rolling up and bitch, you going for a ride, ho. Bitch, could you imagine this thing? That's what you get. Yep, bitch, I would have drove off with that hoe.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, bitch, I don't know. Has anyone gotten your car before? You told me about that before. Weren't you like a light and someone got into your car? That you're an Uber?
This motherfucker got ass. I was up at the light and y'all always keep your doors locked.
Yeah, I did too.
This guy got in my car, thought it was Uber. I looked back, I said, what the fuck is you doing? See, you know my Uber? I said, no, motherfucker, get the fuck out my car.
Does it smell like an Uber?
Bitch, right.
My car smells like marijuana, girl.
I think I was even probably blowing at that time, too. What the fuck he was thinking?
Yeah, my old car, the Fusion, mm-hmm. People thought it was the Uber. Oh, you're my Uber? They would try to hop in my car. No, boo-boo. No, I don't. Don't you have a picture of the fucking car on your goddamn app?
And a picture of the person driving,
yes, do
right?
I look like the motherfucking driver? No, I bet I don't look like the fucking driver. Stupid fucking people. Anywho.
I can't stand these Lyfts and Ubers, though. I think they all need to be shot. Oh, at least their tires need to be shot out. Every single fucking one of them.
Well, not all of them should be.
Because they, that shit is, motherfuckers is rude. They just put people out. Oh, yeah, that's where you're going? Oh, then I can't. You got to get out of my car. I can't take you.
Yeah, they've canceled
me before.
There's
a lot of this shit.
I get canceled sometimes.
That. Mm-mm. But they're picking up people and then asking them where they're going. Don't they know before they even pick you up where
they're going? They do, but they're, yeah. And then sometimes they begin too handsy. They be trying to touch on you and stuff like that.
See, that's the lawsuit right there. Here we go, honey. I'm about to own a couple of Ubers fucking with me touching on my cock.
Bitch, you might actually like it, though. So Oprah, I'm a huge fan of Oprah. Everyone knows this. Okay. Well, everyone knows it now. So Oprah released her list of favorite things. Have you seen the list out?
Yeah, I was looking for it this morning when I woke up.
You're so full of shit, bitch. her favorite things are mostly for rich people. So I've learned that recently. She has three items on there that's actually good pricing. Everything else is like $200, $300.
Her favorite things. Is one of them some kind of black caviar?
No, it's like an apple pie is, though.
Okay.
No. Yeah, she's apple pie is one of her favorite things. And she has this cashmere blanket I want to get. It's $88, but it's made out of cashmere. But I want to get it because it's her favorite thing. He's like, no.
No,
for Christmas. No. Yeah, and then she has truffle. She just checks truffles and just like truffle like shit on there. It's really good, so I can't wait. So
hello. That's only three things she just named.
No, she's had like 50 things on there. I don't know. Everything else is more expensive. Is expensive. She has a fucking bike on there. That bitch got a whole boat. That bitch got a fucking bitch.
It's like her Christmas list she's trying to send to all her friends.
Yeah, no. She tried to. So she picks out favorite things she likes, and she lets everyone know these are my favorite things. You can buy them on Amazon.
Oh yeah, you can buy them for her. She's like, that's her. That bitch ain't slick. That's that bitch's Christmas list, and she's putting out to all her favorite, all her rich ass friends. Here you guys. Here's my master list, everyone. And this is what I would like for Christmas if you love me.
Well, you can do that. No, you know, right? You can add a list, like a wish list.
That's what she did. She put it out for the world to see. So if you her best friend, this is what I want.
Well, she has one best friend, that Gail Ho.
Is that one of the co-hosts from that damn show?
What co-host?
Yeah,
Gail King. Yeah, she's from I forgot. She's from that show, morning show. Good Morning America. Yeah, Good Morning America. But no, she has like a lot of weird things on here. She has some like hot sauce on there. She has Lady Gaga stuff on there. They're like $400 or $500.
A case of the hot sauce, bitch.
Bitch, the hot sauce is $45.
Oh, I'm sorry, for a bottle?
For a bottle of hot sauce.
Bitch, how hot is it? Habanero?
Bitch, it's truffle hot sauce.
See, it's the truffle.
It's the truffle stuff. See, and then she has some like
bitch.
Bitch, yes, and she has like
like truffle toilet paper.
Yeah, she has a cake shop, maple walnut cake for $70.
What?
this bitch, and then she has some like straws, metal. Speaking of metal straws, Jeff and them gave me metal straws from Share Tea. So shout out to Share Tea on that one. Thank you.
Metal straws?
Yeah, metal boba straws. It's like a 4 or 5 set of straws she gave me. It's a boba straw, like a big old huge boba straw, but it's metal, and she has other straws. It's so cute.
And it's just washable?
Yes.
And it's for boba?
It's for boba. Isn't that cute?
So boba's all fucking high tech like that with metal straws?
We're trying to save the sea turtles. Everyone buy metal straws and save the sea turtles.
Fuck that. I'm swallowing the ball straight out the damn cup.
No, okay. Bitch. We have to save the sea turtles. We're actually going to have metal straws pretty soon, maybe, too. Our merch. We're going to have merch, Alan, soon. Isn't that hilarious?
That is hilarious.
So you guys can buy our dance wear merch.
Yes.
So we still got to figure out like a name for the company.
All that coming to you soon. Yeah. At Generis Store.
So yeah, so it should be interesting because our next episode we're gonna have kids on it too. So
I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
I think that's gonna be the first episode where we're not gonna be cussing.
No, it's gonna be the clean version of our next show, our next episode.
Yes, we will have kids.
Yeah, it'll be the kids say the darndest things, and we're gonna ask them some crazy questions. Yes. And it should be
show them objects and see what they think it is.
Yeah, from the 70s and 80s. Yes. Yeah,
should see be what the responses yeah. are.
So let's go on and move on to Hey Girl, Hey, our news section. So Alan just found us out today and didn't realize that this is something that was going on. So
hell no, I never would have known this.
Yeah, so Robin Crawford, supposed girlfriend of Whitney Houston, writes a tell-all book about her relationship with Whitney Houston. So I guess it's Robert Crawford. Chick was like, they're like best friends or some shit. And I guess they had a relationship. A lesbian relationship.
This is her assistant.
Yeah.
And now she wants to write out
to her best friend.
You know what? She's going to hell for that.
For the tell-all book?
Now that Whitney's gone, now you want to tell all and make some money off of her?
That's what I was thinking. Like, now you want to say some shit?
When you could have been gone public while she was going through her little high days.
Yeah.
With Bobby.
You know what I'm saying?
Now you want to do this? I would. If you buy a copy, you gonna burn.
Yeah. So basically, yeah. So I don't know if it's true or not.
Robin Crawford, bitch, you better not put that book out and tell shit. Hold on to yourself. Take it to the grave.
But there's a documentary though based on this before this came out though.
Who?
There's a documentary called Whitney, and they
pointed out about her having a gay relationship.
About her having a possible gay relationship with this other person.
But did they even say Robin's name?
Yeah, her name is Robert Crawford.
They mentioned Robin's name in Robin.
Yeah. So basically they had like a gay relationship with each other.
She black?
Yeah, she's black. She's white and Latin.
So did Bobby know about this?
I don't know, but I know the mom didn't like the fact that they were really too close, and she thought they were a little too close for comfort.
So would you buy this book?
No, bitch. I don't know who Robin is, girl. I just found out, bitch, about the
See,
day.
That's what I'm saying.
I buy no book to hear about fucking Whitney Houston and her lesbian affair, girl. First of all, I don't even like pussy, for one. For two, I don't want to talk about how you licked Whitney Houston pussy.
Now, what if it was Bobby coming out with it? Someone saying Bobby Brown.
No. Bobby Brown? No, he either. His shit has been public anyways. He a public crackhead. Public drug fiend. Public everything. A sexaholic. He's been public with his shit. Ain't nothing hiding about his shit. So, I thought it was hilarious. Isn't it, bitch?
Robin. Bye, Robin. Good night, Robin.
Bye, Robin. So Massachusetts. Is that how you say it? Massachusetts. They have filed a bill to make it illegal to use the word bitch. And if isn't that crazy? If it's used in public, it can be punishable by fine and or even jail time.
What kind of fine are they talking about?
Bitch, I don't know.
That's some bullshit.
This is some bitchy ass bullshit. That's what the fuck this
public.
Shit is. Yeah. So the word bitch, you can't use in public.
So if I'm yelling bitch from my house, but I'm yelling outside, is that considered?
Yes, bitch, you're going to jail. Oh. And knowing you, Misty, you're probably going to go to prison.
Oh, nigga.
Because
okay.
Bitch, come down your mouth every time.
No, because I'll be locked up every single month. Bitch, yeah. Fuck you, bitch.
I'm saying bitch on the way to jail. Call them all the bitches and hoes.
Everyone that touched me is a bitch. Okay? If I look at you, yeah, I'm saying bitch. Okay.
So I guess people are getting pissed off about it because they think it's like freedom of speech.
Who came up with the? Who
I don't know. Some people.
This is okay.
I don't know. Some guy. Some.
They
senator.
Filed a bill, so it's not actually.
No, it hasn't been approved yet. But people are going against it, saying what's kind of freedom of speech. What was the First Amendment? First Amendment. Because freedom of speech, you can say what you fucking want to say in public. So they're trying to basically say you can't say the word bitch.
Like hell out
that's probably what it is. Probably some woman that been called a bitch.
Woman, yep. Yeah, disrespected. Probably by a whole bunch of my people.
Gay
because
people?
Because she was being disrespectful and they started calling her hella bitches. And she said, I'm going to do something about this shit here.
You're going to go to jail.
These damn are going to go to jail. And I'm telling you. You know, I'm sorry, Becky, but it's not happening in Massachusetts or nowhere else.
Hello, I saw that. I was like, are you fucking serious?
But she's a lie.
She's a bitch for that, okay?
bitch, you a bitch when you sleep, breathe, and shit.
Yeah, if I see this, okay. I should write her a message and say, bitch. Fuck. And fuck you, bitch. So, yeah. Good news, Lizzo, she tied Iggy Azalea for the most weeks at number one for a rap song by a female. Is that crazy?
Damn, Iggy Azalea had that?
She had that for Fancy. I'm so fancy.
What?
And I've been you know.
Ugh, this song's tired me out. I hated that song after like a couple of weeks.
I know, Truth Hurts. I can do Truth Hurts for another maybe a couple more weeks. I like that song.
I could do it better than Iggy's, most definitely.
You know what? We should have the kids sing that song on the show next week.
What?
Truth Hurts. Because all the kids know the songs. The worst of those songs.
They know a lot of songs to Lizzo stuff.
But Truth Hurts.
I'm so behind.
Yeah, but Truth Hurts is
the one that everyone really, really.
Correct. But she tied, but she didn't get to beat her. So after that, some other song beat her.
I can't believe it was Azalea for Fancy.
That song was cute back in the day, though. That song was cute, though.
Give me a fucking fancy headache.
And I like that song. I liked it.
Of course, support your people.
No, bitch, I just like the song,
bitch,
mistake.
Whatever,
you know, the bitch
she
can't rap or shit.
Iggy, I'm sorry. She was not that sick.
I think it was that video too
that
helped
song.
It. I think the video helped too because she did the whole Clueless thing for that. Like theme. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That movie did kind of took her over. But you're talking about YouTube. That's YouTube views, though.
I know, but still. But people were listening to the song, though, because of the fucking video.
Because of that. Oh.
Yep. So she tied it, though. So, and then she has a new song coming out. She has a, huh?
I'm not going to hate on her too much.
Oh, and then, not you guys, Azealia Banks, she went off on Lizzo saying that Lizzo stole some woman named Cupcakes, some rap artist named Cupcake, this big girl named Cupcake. I guess she was talking shit about Lizzo, or Azealia Banks was talking shit about Lizzo, saying that Lizzo stole this Cupcake artist's like theme or...
Her whole look. From another artist named Cupcake.
I know who Cupcake. I know. I've seen pictures of her. She's another big girl.
Where's Cupcake from?
She's a big girl rapper.
She's a big girl rapper.
Yeah, but she's like independent rapper.
She's not a YouTube star, or is
she's not YouTube, but she's more independent. She's not as big as Lizzo. But you understand, Lizzo, yeah, is a big
Cupcake
girl. But
what?
It's the same Cupcake. I don't know. It's Cupcake Muffins. I don't know, bitch. It's Cupcake. I don't know. Cupcake rapper.
We're gonna put on a Cupcake rapper.
Yeah, she's like some big bitch. I don't know. I've seen her gay prides.
Oh, she is a big mama.
Yeah, but she actually raps and stuff like that. So,
Well, okay. So, do you think Lizzo just sings?
Huh?
You think Lizzo kind of sings and raps to me?
I could have been. She don't like rap. Yeah, she sings raps. She's like Missy.
This is Cupcake, and she's pretty. She got like a good style.
It's very poppy, though. Yeah. It's kind of poppy, her music. I thought I came, but I peed on a dick. Oh! I got itches, that's weave on a dick. Oh! Pussy like a tree, got leaves on this shit. Bang, oh. Pussy, cheap, cheap with a dick. Climbing on that dick, need a 10-foot ladder. Oh, okay. Love the D, that's my favorite ladder. Wow. My news in your phone, taking up your data.
My cakes got better, back as it come as a batter. Okay, Cupcake, I ain't mad. This bitch
she's
is coming
different.
Through sickening.
But she's different.
Like,
she's
like,
different,
she's
though.
Different. But I like how she comes through just raw and hard. Mm-hmm. She like...
Sit on the dick.
sit on the dick. And the beat was a little funny. I thought I was like...
I know, it was very poppy.
Then they kicked in. I was like, oh, shit. So, I could kind of see the comparison a little taste.
With the rap styles and all that stuff. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at her pictures. She kind of is a little fly. She do look, remind me... She's bold, like...
Lizzo, very bold.
But
you, I don't know. A lot of people are accusing because Lizzo's doing big things now. People are accusing her of doing that shit.
For real. That's the same thing with Big Frida. Like with Big Frida being a bounce artist from New Orleans, there were other gay bounce artists too.
Yeah.
That were a little jealous because Frida made it before them.
Yeah.
And you know, well, that shit just happens.
Shit happens, bitch.
But so, Cupcake, I like you, bitch.
Yeah, I like her too. She's cute.
Cupcake two with a two K's, like almost like Kiki.
Kiki Cupcake. Okay. Not like KKK, but KK.
Cupcake. Yeah. Kiki.
So a woman in South Africa is suing her ex-husband for $600,000 for emotional pain and psychological trauma after discovering he's gay. So they were married for 6 years, and I guess she's suing him because she's like, you fucked me up in the head because I was married to you, and now you told me you're gay. Oh. So she sued him for that.
He was probably abusing her like fuck mad because he would really want to be with a man.
No, bitch, I heard no man beating a woman because I want to be a faggot.
No, like mentally, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you know you ain't the right.
No, woman. She's all fucked up in the head because he's gay. She's and he's leaving her.
Did she catch him with a man?
No, he left her saying, "Hey, I'm gay. I'm leaving."
Oh, baby, you can't. Well, they. What do you call that when you're married and then you have to...
Infidelity?
No, you have to pay spousal support.
Spousal support.
So that's what she wants?
She wants some spousal... She wants some kind of support. She wants some support with
emotions. $600,000? Child, they ain't got money like that over there.
But I do admit, okay, so...
She is tripping.
So this is to me...
She's going to ask for a couple of goats.
So this is where I kind of side...
Call it a fucking day and make some dinner.
Bitch, where? South Africa? Because it's South Africa, girl.
Bitch, hello, some snake. Bitch, you better make some monkey, bitch. I don't know what the fuck they
are
over
not
there
in the jungle, girl. It's South Africa.
Bitch, eat a motherfucking leopard or something. Bitch, give him some skunks. I don't know.
Bitch, you got skunks in Africa, girl. That is the United States thingy.
Bitch, some beetles. Whatever it is, make a beetle soup, bitch. Here's a here. I'm sorry.
Beetle juice. But this is when I side with females on this because I don't think it's fair for women to be married to a man that knows damn well he's been gay this whole time, but has been suppressing that feelings because he does want to admit he's gay. So they marry these women, they have kids, and then all of a sudden, like 10 or 15 years into the marriage, he decided, oh, well, actually, I've been gay this whole time, and now I'm going to leave you.
But sometimes there's women that feel like they see that, but they feel like they can try to do something to turn them to make them fall too. In love too.
That too. Like you the whole Kris Jenner thing. Kris Jenner knew that Bruce was.
She knew the whole time she that he was of a woman.
No, no. She knew that he liked to wear women's clothing.
She knew that?
Yeah.
See, bitch, you stupid. Because if you knowing that he liked to put on the shit that you be wearing, that's a motherfucking problem, bitch. Ain't no way I'm going to want to suck your dick as you just had on my panties. Bitch, for real? Come on.
Why your dick smell like baby powder?
Baby, why is your chest hair in my bra? What the fuck is you talking about?
So, yeah, but there are women that don't know that marry these men and then like 20 years later decided, oh, well, I'm gay. I want to come out.
It's called tunnel vision. And that's all they see.
But some women don't know. Like I've known a couple of women that married men like that. They came out as gay. They had no idea. They had no clue. And all of a sudden one day they're like unhappy. They're like, what's going on? I think I'm gay. No, you don't think you're gay. You know you're gay.
No, yeah.
I mean, we have a friend of ours that's with the guy now that used to be married for like 16 years, has kids, and all of a sudden one day he decided he wanted to leave his wife.
And it was gone.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair. Men, if you know you're fucking gay, and you know you like the dick, don't marry a woman thinking that they're going to suppress that feeling, because no, you're not going to be happy. You will never be happy suppressing the mind of the dick.
Yeah, but ladies, the dick's powerful. If you ever question if your partner is, you know, flipping and flopping, you should most definitely address it and ask what's up.
Bitch, I will. You like sucking dick?
Yeah. I mean, damn, you ain't gotta be.
You like sucking dick, motherfucker. You gotta be that could you blunt, imagine?
But, you know, you could be like at dinner, cook some sausage. You like that sausage in your mouth, baby?
You like
that sausage, baby? Do you want bread with it? Do you want to put some something on it? Okay, you want some more sausages? You like a lot of sausages, huh?
Because you're a faggot. You're gay.
Or you want some tacos? What would you like?
Yeah, but
you know, what do you want for dinner tonight?
But yet, that's insane. Like some women, like the men always want to hit it from the back all the time. Oh, they want to stick it in your booty hole. Let me stick it in your butt. Like, you know, I know some guys that just want to stick it in their asshole.
They just want to ladies, and they want to touch your, you know, where the boo-boo come out. Like
boo-boo come out.
They curious.
Yeah.
You should be like.
But no, that's not always true, though. That's not always true, because I know some men that like the pussy, but once in a while they want to try the booty hole.
Try, of course.
This is a little tighter.
But if you put a blindfold over and they put it in the booty hole and felt that, that could be any booty hole, as opposed to a pussy to a booty hole.
Well, I don't know, bitch. I've had a lot of booty hole in my life. I can tell the difference. Well, cuckoo's, it's weird.
See?
Cuckoo's weird. Yeah.
I wouldn't know that, y'all. I'm a gold star.
You're a gold star gay. But no, but I don't think it's fair if it does. Men out there, again, come out. Don't hold it back and don't. If you know you're gay, you're gay. And women out there, if you have inkling that your man is gay, ask him. Hey, you want to do a threesome with a guy?
Yeah.
This is Jermaine. I met him on Grindr. Suck his dick, baby. Go ahead. All right, let's go on move the catch the A count. So, Alan, we just watched this video. Huh? We just watched this.
I like the song. I love the song.
So who was
I mean, it's not a kid appropriate. I can't use it for them. No. But I could use it for my adults.
Correct.
This Teyana Taylor and Kehlani video. They're called The Morning.
Yep, it's called Morning, bitch.
The part where it says the titties in your mouth.
She's all titties in your mouth.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's very X-rated. It's
very, yeah.
Is she?
But they don't show them actually kissing, but it's very tempting.
Almost.
Yeah, they're like almost. Like.
But they're rubbing each other, though.
They're hella rub. Yeah. There's a lot of interactions. It's very lesbianist.
It's a very softcore porn.
It is.
I know a lot of young men are going to be jerking off to that fucking video.
And that's accessible on YouTube to every child.
Too. Yes, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So little kids, 12 years old, are watching the video.
I don't think there's no restriction on that one.
I don't know. It's probably rated R. It has to be rated R. There has to be explicit on there. It has to be.
Because
YouTube will take it down.
Well, yeah.
Because it is very explicit. Because they're all in there. Reggie gonna watch it, aren't you, tonight? Yeah, Reggie gonna watch it tonight. Yeah, it's called Morning by Teyana Taylor. Reggie, okay? Teyana Taylor.
The song is beautiful. If I just close my eyes and just listen to them sing and
stuff. The song's cute.
I don't think about, like, totally what they're doing.
Yeah, the song is good. The song itself is really, really good, too. And their voices they harmonize well together.
Really good.
Because they're both not vocalists. They're not vocalists.
Is there some auto-tune on that shit?
There is.
For Teyana Taylor?
Teyana Taylor is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That bitch can't. I've never seen her live. I don't know.
Did she say anything live on Empire?
No.
Any of them songs? I mean, they were hers.
It was her. They sing, she sang all her tracks.
They're
pre-recorded.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no.
Look, it says the producer.
So, yeah, y'all should watch it. It's called Morning. And then Tinashe, she also has another video. Did you like it?
Is that okay? So, that's the one where she got them braids. And it looked like they're like in a club or something.
Yes. It's called Die a Little Bit or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wish I could have seen more light in that video.
Yeah. It's a little bit. Okay. I'm like, bitch, where's the lighting guy?
Yeah.
Did y'all fire him before y'all start filming?
And I kept looking at other videos like, okay, maybe it's that video. But yeah. I was like, no, that's just how it is.
It is very dark. I think they didn't light it correctly because there was a lot of people of color in that video. And you have to have, you can't light.
They blending in with the walls.
Yeah, that's what it is.
If you see someone with an afro, you know,
like you can't use this light right here on someone that's like that's black or someone else that has a darker complexion because it'll wash out their face. You have to use like a purple light or like something like that to bring it up. You know, if Throb had a video, that's how I would envision Throb to be. If Jenna had
dark like that?
Not dark like that, but in the club, like how they were getting up and dancing. Yeah. It was very Throb.
Well, it reminded me of the feel reminds me of That's the Way Love Goes.
Yes, because they're sitting down and then
that
like.
Kind of little vibe. Except there is more dancing in this video
than there was with That's the Way Love Goes.
But I just wanted to see the dancing more because it was just kind of a dark.
It was.
I know my eyes are going bad. Bitch. I know they are too, but fuck. That shit didn't help.
Well, you do have bad eyes.
Lighting,
bitch.
Lighting. Love you, but lighting.
So. I watch videos like this. Alan watches videos like this where people are teaching a routine that looks more like a freestyle than it does an actual choreo combo. So dancers may or may not know what the difference is, but when you're watching someone teach or do choreography, you can tell someone that looks like they're making it up on the spot and they're freestyling
or
someone that actually is teaching a choreo combination. Because I don't know what their names are. The Lay Twins? Lay Twins? Les Twins?
Les Twins.
Les Twins. The ones that are from France?
Francais.
The Francais?
To live in France.
They teach like they're freestyling.
Yes,
they're horrible teachers. Do not take their class. Don't spend $80 on a class because you don't dance like them. You can't dance like them.
They have their own. They do have their own style.
They have their own style. And bitch,
and it kind of looks like they kind of do freestyle a little bit. But I think... they got some feedback, and so they've been trying to go more along with being prepared, and like looking like it's more like a choreographed thing. Because when they do teach their class, they teach it together, like one's on one side of the studio,
correct?
Another one's on the other side of the studio, and they're doing two different things. But that can sometimes be distracting when you have everyone in the room. They're like looking at what's going on over there, what's going on over there. People trying to focus, but. I don't get it. I think they need to reformat how that whole thing happens.
Because we know people, I'm not going to say their names, Brandy, that pays a lot of money to go see them teach teach a class. But the thing about it is they teach like they're freestyling. You can't move like them.
Yeah.
Don't spend money on that bullshit.
Like you're just doing like removes repetitively over and over and over until they get it. But then how much do you really learn?
Have you ever seen a playback of that class? What's a playback? So when they do the combo, they show the whole thing. Yeah. They show the Lay Twins. They show the students.
And they show the students. Look
they
like
all
it.
Look stupid. They're doing it right, but you can't. And there's other teachers that are like that, too, that teach like that. They look like they're freestyling.
There's a lot of teachers. There's a lot of dancers nowadays that don't even, when they do when they do take class, they don't do it how the choreographer's doing it. They keep doing their own thing. I was talking about this with someone else online.
We talked about you on the show before, too.
That just straight up do their own thing and don't give a damn what the choreography was taught to them.
No.
And now, unless the teacher said, okay, well, do your own thing, I'm pretty sure they didn't.
No. But you see those videos where there's like that one kid that's like off by one second, and the other kid off, and then. Like I saw some video recently of one of your old kids that was dancing on the video with someone else, and he's not with you no more. He's with another group now, and he was doing the chord with the combo with the other guy, but he was like off by like one count or two ahead of the music, or maybe the video was off. I don't fucking know, but there's always that one or two kids or person that's like off by one beat, or I don't know. And the choreography is horrible because they're doing their own thing and you can't even see the choreography. Teachers need to revamp their whole teaching method, I guess. I don't know.
People just need to learn how to teach.
That's what it is. Oh, there we go. Repeat that, Alan. Say that one more time and say it loudly into the mic.
Teach. They just need to learn how to freaking teach. Teachers understanding their students and what they need.
Yeah.
And what they're coming there for and what you want to give, what part of yourself you want to give to them. As a teacher, you got to know that.
I feel like there's a lot of fucking teachers out there. There's a lot of teachers out there.
There's a lot of people dance that teachers. Went and took a couple of classes and then said, oh, I can do this.
I can do this, yeah. And they're horrible. Horrible teachers.
That's everyone thinks they can do it now because now YouTube probably has a.
That's what it is. Social media. Yeah.
Probably on
social
how
media.
To teach a class.
Yep. Social
oh,
media.
Bitch, is that what we're gonna do now? Yeah. Let's start take tutorials on fucking YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, we got tutorials on fucking how to catwalk now.
There's tutorials on how to do different routines and all that. There is. Yeah.
Oh no no no.
So, but yeah. Anywho. That's the tea on that one. So, yeah, take a class you feel comfortable with. Don't take a class just to take it because it's popular or whatever the case may be. Take a class because you want to take that class. So, let's go on and move on to Ask What's the 5678.
Who's talking to us?
So,
today?
Go ahead and send us your questions at askwhatsthe5678@gmail.com. We do have a listening letter. Alan reads better than me because she got a better education than me.
Child.
Actually, before we read this, let's take a shot.
Are we going to take a shot?
Yes.
This is to our 23rd episode.
Yes, ma'am.
Damn, 23.
Isn't that crazy?
I remember our first one. We were nervous as hell.
We were a mess.
And it's a hot, shitty mess.
We had nothing. We were just talking to be talking.
Talking about hella stupid shit.
Yeah, so here you go.
I mean, we talk about stupid shit now, too, sometimes. But
speak for yourself, bitch. Fuck yourself.
23. Thank you. Thank you, Jason. It's been fun. Clank, clank, clank. But you better not spill shit in here. Here we go. Now in this new floor, honey.
I know.
Thank you, Chateau Trumas.
Yeah, that's what it is. Chateau Trumas.
Yes. Look, we got the water almost set up over there. In a minute, we can get it straight from the Union City River.
Ooh, bitch. You see got a river?
Bitch, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Look, we got trains back here all of a sudden running.
They're running back there now?
Yes, I saw trains coming and running. Stop putting that microphone in my mouth like that.
Oh, bitch, you need to talk into it, girl.
Bitch, I thought I was.
No, girl.
What, you wasn't getting the red volumes over there hitting
No, bitch, you were giving me little tea, girl.
Oh, little tea. Okay.
So go ahead and read this letter. Huh?
Well.
Go on, girl.
I'll take my shot, I will.
Ooh, bitch, mine just kicked back on me. I want to get ready to get drunk one day. Like, fucked up.
Woo!
Reggie did be getting drunk though, huh, Reggie?
So here goes our letter. Connor says, so I'm going to try and make this short and somewhat vague. Been with partner for 12 years, married for 4. The last 10 years has gotten worse. Way down.
Damn, is that crazy?
The last 10 years has gotten worse.
You stayed around for 10 years?
And worse both in the bedroom and in other parts. Hold up. But they've been partners for 12 years, married for 4, and then the last 10 years. So it was fucked up before y'all even got married.
Yeah. They probably got married for the rice. Just cuz.
Oh, they probably thought that shit was going to make them have a better relationship.
But a lot of people do that. They do that and they also have babies. They think, "Oh, let's have a baby."
Well, let's see. Let's
keep make us happier. No,
out.
It'll make you worse.
I've already decided to split things off and I'm trying to do some amicably.
They're trying the wrong person to spell this word.
Oh my God.
Amicably.
Okay, amicably. So that I can salvage a friendship.
That bitch, that sounds like a fucking like a Harry Potter spell. Amicably.
Amicably. Amicably. So that I can salvage a friendship and family I have made in the last decade. The other part is my new partner that I got together with about 6 months ago. We knew each other before my current partner, and I got together and I fell hard for her at the time, but I felt I couldn't trust her. She came back into my life about 6 months ago, and we have been in almost constant contact through text since we reconnected. At the time and now, we are both going through similar circumstances with him already having kicked his partner out. What I would like advice on is what we should do about that rebound time period between stage. Should we start seeing each other formally and regularly, or should we let things cool off for a while after we both single before picking up things again, or something else? Also, sorry about formatting and such on mobile and listening to the podcast. Oh, Connor, thank you, number one, for listening and like asking us for your
watch
advice.
It be one of the true dance daddies.
Oh, Lord, a true daddy. Oh,
but we do have some of the true dance daddies do listen to it, though. They do.
And thank you, daddies, for listening too.
This is a weird situation. It's kind of complicated in the sense where obviously you haven't been happy for 10 odd something years, but you try to make it work by getting married. That's what I'm assuming. That's what they try to do. And then all of a sudden now they want to split things up, and then he's starting to see someone else now and rebound. And yeah, that's to me, that's hard. It's hard to get out of one relationship and get into another right away, especially for that long. Boo, you need breathing room. I wouldn't even try to get another relationship with anyone else.
Yeah, I really think both of y'all need some time just to
be single.
Just to be single and just live a little. And just get yourself back. It's just like get the love for you back before you start to put love into somebody else.
Oh, yeah, because you get lost. That's a good point, because a lot of people that get in relationships or horrible relationships, they lose themselves. So when they get out of it, they kind of have to re-find themselves and reconnect with themselves to figure out who they were. Because that's one thing y'all should never do when you get in a relationship is lose yourself.
Yep.
If you start losing yourself, then the relationship needs to stop, end, or go a different direction. Because yeah, and I do feel bad for you, and I feel bad for her. But if it ain't working, leave her, leave him or her or him, whatever it is.
It's cool to keep that. I think keeping in contact through text, whatever, maybe.
No, that's like, still cheating, though. That's still
with him and the new girl, the one that they've been cool for 6 months.
They're texting like they're probably like, I want to suck your dick. Oh, I want to eat your pussy. You know, they're sexing.
What if they're having this conversation, just checking in? Like,
he hasn't had sex for a long time.
But what if he's just looking for someone to talk to? And so she's the one that, you know, is like, oh, I feel comfortable talking to her.
Okay.
Right now. And it's not all about fucking.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But here I said
that could be it too.
But he said he wants to get with her, though. He wants to get with her.
But what does it make you think that she wants to get with him? Maybe she just wants to be cool. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Just because he just might want to go ahead and get all up in there. She's just thinking of opening her legs like she's like it's a 7-Eleven.
Well, she may not be happy with her mate, too. So she might want to
She kicked his ass out. So
yeah, she's smart. She's like, guy,
she's
bye.
Bye, nigga. You can't sit up under me, motherfucker, eating SpaghettiOs and shit. Nigga, bye.
That she's smart, though, kicking him out, because motherfuckers don't be. I know some bitches that leave their man, they let their man stay there still, even though they ain't together, and eat up all her food.
Why?
Yeah, he ain't paying for shit.
Why? Did he just get out of jail? He paroled to your house?
Paroled to your house.
Is that what it is? Oh.
They feel bad.
He made good-ass bologna sandwiches, bitch, huh?
They feel bad. That's what it is. They feel bad.
Motherfucker, fuck that. He wasn't feeling bad when he was cheating on your ass.
Yeah.
Bitch, and that's where you place you at right now. Motherfucker.
But I think at this point, you should end the relationship, of course.
Yes.
But you should date yourself. Don't date someone else.
Go
date
out with your friends.
Yes.
Go have some fun.
Yep.
Go kick it. And it sound like y'all ain't got no kids in this situation either. And that's even better, too. She kept swallowing. You just saying, nope, your face. So that's a great
Not
thing.
Not in my good pussy. Don't come in my pussy.
Good decisions right there.
Pull out, bitch.
So
pull out.
So keep it pushing. Mm-hmm. Just go do you.
Her name's Pull Out Paula, girl. Pull Thank out you. Paula.
Right.
But yeah, I think like you said, be single for a while. But this is advice for a lot of people that are about to end a relationship or get out of a relationship. A lot of people jump into another relationship right away because they like the fact they want that relationship, you know, that partner. So they jump into relationship.
Mm-hmm. Trying to they find want, that one.
Yeah, trying to find that one when the
and
whole
stop,
time.
Stop trying to go searching like you're searching for treasure and shit.
Yeah.
Like, act like you want to just damn the stranded island and the fucking note just comes up and washes upon you.
Exactly.
It'll come and it'll happen.
Yeah.
When you are not looking.
Exactly. Because
when you're looking, you're looking desperate and thirsty. Stop going through the desert and shit. Just fucking chill and wait for the camel ride.
And Tinder. And fuck once in a while. You can fuck someone.
It's
without-
okay. Yep, it's okay to fuck someone and just keep on going and peace out. You know what I'm saying? Get your thing on.
You don't have to know their name. I don't know half their names either.
At one point, they were all one name.
They were.
But
that one.
That one. We're not going to say that one.
So, yeah, leave them. Move on.
Yes, move on, baby.
Bye, girl. Bye.
Hey, go do you. Go do you.
All right, let's go. Else. I know. Bye, bitch. Let's go on and move to catch the tea, bitch. So, there is a new alliance. That's starting in London called the LGB. Basically, what they're doing is they are trying to remove the T and everything else involved with the whole gay community. So they don't, they feel that trans non-binary should not be involved, or they should not be part of the LGBTQT community.
Community?
Yeah, they don't think they don't think
transgender should be considered part of
the gay community. Correct.
How
or is, non-binary?
How is that?
I don't know.
And because, so where in the fuck are they trying to put them? And like
they don't, they don't, like they don't,
like they're their own like race.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they feel, yeah, they feel like it's not part of, it shouldn't be part of it.
That's gay racism right there,
bitch. But the funny thing is, but a lot of, not a lot of gay men, but there's quite a few gay men that feel that way too in the United States.
I feel like trans people are like what, like Halloween characters or something.
Basically, yeah, and should not be in gay clubs, should not be in like at circuit parties, should not be at those type of events where a lot of gay men are at.
They bleed the same blood as you.
Exactly.
We was all born, literally came out the same way. We all may have come out different,
yeah,
but we all came out the woman's womb.
But that's how it
none
was.
Of us were hatched, but from a fucking egg.
Exactly. But back in the 80s and 90s, remember?
Oh, they were hatched too?
They didn't like trans women in gay clubs.
That is so crazy, gay people, for y'all to be against our own people, our own race. And here we are trying to make a life for ourselves, and y'all up in the same community, yep, as us, trying to bring us all down and separate us when we need to be together as one.
Yeah.
You know, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
So to me, I talked to my trans friend about it, and she said sometimes she does feel like people are kind of excluding her at some events sometimes, but then she's like, just times she's like, I have a lot of gay friends. She's like, I just have a lot of gay friends. I'm part of this whole gay community, but a lot of trans people don't like going to gay clubs either because they don't feel welcome, for one, and for two, it's gay men, not straight men, and they want straight men.
Well, yeah, true, but they shouldn't feel unwelcomed in their own community, yeah, like that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, there's people looking at us gay folks like, yeah, oh, like we are the fucking freaks of nature because,
yep,
we date within our,
no,
own.
No, it's true.
You know what, yeah, I'm saying?
But yeah, so I guess a lot of people like push back on them, and then they're saying that people that are actually starting this are actually straight, they're not actually part of the gay community, but then there's a woman that's part of it, that's supposed to be gay and lesbian. Yeah, there's a lot of like things coming out about it.
So this is not all the gay community. This is like
No, this is like certain, it's like a certain group that are trying to get allies on their side, basically.
If you ain't sucked the dick and a pussy of your own kind, yeah, shit the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck can you tell us? You straight motherfuckers, yeah, tell us about our gay life and what we fucking fight for and have to live for every fucking day. Who the fuck are you to tell us we should be doing this and like this? Take your straight ass on back to the motherfucking straight stro.
Straight stro?
What the fuck you do?
Where's the straight stro at, girl?
I don't know. We got
Civic
the
Center?
Stro, we got the Castro, and we got the straight stro.
That's Civic Center.
Okay, bitch. That's the financial district.
Okay.
Bitch, take your ass back down to the motherfucking, yeah, ferry building, bitch. Ride back across the bay or swim. Bitch, who is you talking,
yeah,
to?
Yeah, but
London,
I don't,
England,
yeah,
Paris, Milan, all you motherfuckers are crazy. Istanbul, bitch, bullshit.
But yes, I that's what I hear. I don't know if it's true or not, but yeah, so a lot of people went in, and then Sam Smith kind of.
Sam Smith, what's
she saying? He's like.
Oh, that's her over there. That's her.
That's her over there. She's English.
She's English.
She's English. So yeah, she caught it. She's like, no one should be excluded from a community like this. Because first of all, trans women are the ones that actually fought for gay rights, and then the ones that actually pushed for, you know, the whole Stonewall thing. A trans woman started the whole riots and all that stuff to get gay rights and all that stuff. So.
There you go.
But people don't realize that. A lot of people don't realize that the trans movement were the ones that actually started the whole gay movement to get gay men comfortable who they are now. Yeah.
Fucking man in a dress.
Yeah. I could, like 10 years ago.
Go ahead, motherfuckers.
Yeah, Rich Wright with faked, no dress, with Medi-Cal titties, girl. With Medi-Cal titties.
Medi-Cal titties.
And she about to get a Medi-Cal pussy. My tax money paid for your titty, bitch. Right. That left nipple right there, bitch. That's for my check.
That's a piece of me right there, right, on your bitch? Titty.
Shit, bitch. And I told her, I said, you didn't buy me dinner because I paid for your half your titties, so. She's like, okay, I'll buy you dinner.
Bitch, to be in the surgery room getting a snip.
Yeah, bitch, right? Off my Medi-Cal pussy. But yeah, so, Yeah. So anywho,
I ain't going to fuck London. Yeah. London Bridge is falling down. And I bet you a gay man's going to build it right back up.
Yep.
Fucking faggots.
So this was an article about this, about how some gay men don't like anal sex.
Since when?
Bitch, there's some gay men out there that don't. Since when? There's some gay men out there that don't like anal sex.
Since when? They fucking with the wrong dicks. Since when that come true?
Bitch, there's some men I know that don't like to get fucked. That just don't get fucked.
Oh, so they're straight up tops and just like.
That's it. They don't do anything anal. Like, they don't want anything in there.
Nothing goes in there at all. They're
it
like
doesn't,
funny with it.
It doesn't feel good with. Bitch, on your nose, girl?
No, I got an itch right here in my nose. And I don't want to dig in it like I'm digging for gold and shit.
Bitch, the camera's right there, girl.
Ooh, all up in my.
But yeah, there are some gay men out there that do not like anal sex.
That's a lie.
It's just. Bitch, I don't like it all the time.
That's like taking a fat kid to a store saying, you don't like none of this chocolate.
Bitch, I don't like anal sex all the time. I don't like getting fucked.
Okay, but wait. See, not all the time, but you will go ahead and like be seasonal.
I will do it just because, but it doesn't feel good to me. It's not pleasurable
to
me.
So the whole time you're having anal sex, like with, you know, your boo-boo, and are you just like your mind in a whole other world? No, are you not into it?
It's pleasurable to an extent, but it doesn't, I can't understand how a bottom can just,
take
it.
That shit
and
in?
I'm like, I just can't. Like, maybe I have a shallow asshole. I don't understand that. Maybe some of us have shallow booty holes. I don't know. My dude can be big and long though, so I don't understand that. But
like how they just take that
shit. Yeah, I don't know. And I can't, like, I have fantasy, like, I, in my mind, I'm like, I want to be this power bottom and all that stuff. But in reality, I just, you know.
That's like when people's like, I see the dances in my head, but when you start to do them, they just don't match up.
You're just fucking retarded.
I imagine a big dick in my ass, but when it happens, I just can't take it. My eyelids burn.
Bitch, that's me, bitch. That is me. My booty hole starts getting tingling. I'm like, oh, I can't take the booty hole.
I'm a shit on you. You better take it out. I'm a shit on your dick. You're going to be a Picasso, bitch, painting pictures.
And that's what I'm afraid of, because I've gave Christmas gifts to guys sometimes. And like, I thought I cleaned myself.
That's you don't want to unwrap, bitch.
But no, but I thought I cleaned myself out, and I was all, Merry Christmas. You got a lump of shit on your dick. So, you know, maybe that's why, I don't know. There's a lot of gay men out there as well that don't like anal sex. They just don't like it.
Wow. I wonder if there's a club for that.
No, you know, club. I'll be part of it too, girl. Because I like it to an extent, but I don't like, I don't know if it's a vulnerability thing. I don't know if my booty hole just, the anatomy ain't.
Well, I'm cool with it. I'll take your portion.
Alan likes getting fucking slammed.
You can pass it right here. Now look it. I might bend over, but you going to bend over too at some point too.
Well, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. Like, yeah, Danny, fuck my pants. Yeah, fuck my busty. You know, I'll do all that. But it just, to me, it doesn't feel good all the time. I'd be in a certain mood. It's really weird.
Bend over, bitch.
Yeah, I'd be in a certain mood. And I'd be in certain positions. I can't do it like doggy style. Because Miss Thing, my booty hole is shallow. It's no, I don't know.
Oh my God.
I there's like certain positions I can do it in. I can't do it in the opposite. Like, I wish I was that way, but I'm just not.
You just can't lay on your side and be lazy?
I've done it before, and you know, and it got, and like, okay, the head's in, the cat's at. No, thank you. Okay, let's go halfway in, please. Thank you.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
Yeah, like, I just can't just get
you
slammed.
Breathe right. Just breathe.
Bitch, I'll be breathing. I'll be holding. I'll be like,
It'd be bitch, uncomfortable.
Bitch, I'll be doing like the labor stuff. The
and this thing, slow down.
But even that, girl, I don't know. Like, I'd be like really drunk, and I was at one point. I was like, should I get poppers and try poppers? But I don't like the smell of poppers, though.
Oh, I hate the smell.
Poppers is something that gay men use to relax their body. They sniff it under the nose.
It's to relax the body.
It's to relax your body. So when you get fucked, it's like it doesn't hurt as much. You never done poppers before? I've never done poppers before. I've smelled it.
Smelt them like in the area before.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like how it smells.
Like, I put the guy that he had to use poppers. Like, he's like, okay, go.
That's
yeah,
the
it's like,
turn
off. So I guess it makes you lightheaded, and then so it relaxes you, and you just go and relax. Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
But I personally can't. I don't know. Maybe women should.
Good.
So women, if you want to try to get fucked in your booty hole, use poppers.
Before you get popped.
But straight men like. So I don't know if straight men. We have two straight guys here right now. Do you guys like to try to get in the booty hole? No.
No.
But it doesn't like get you like. You don't care. It's not like something you have to do. Okay, Reggie. Okay, well,
wishful thinking.
Let's work on the puss first, then we'll work our way up to the asshole. Okay?
One step at a time.
One puss at a time. Okay. But no, I know some straight men. Like this girlfriend of mine at work, she was like, my husband always tries to give me my booty. He always tries to fuck me in my ass. I'm like, girl.
She just says no.
She says no. And she's like, it hurts. I'm like, well, do you use lotion or something like that? She's like, no. I'm like, bitch, you need lube.
That's why, bitch. You doing skin on talking fucking skin.
Ooh,
fucking
girl.
Friction. He gonna tear your shit up. Nigga, like, gonna be bleeding.
Like, you know, I didn't understand the whole Brokeback Mountain thing. Like, we fucked him with like, spit and, like, just stuck it in him.
Is that what happened?
You never seen that movie, Brokeback Mountain?
You know, when I was watching two Caucasian men get into it, doesn't really turn me on. You know.
Two cowboys in the country.
Two cowgirls out there in the cold.
Just, yeah. So, you know, but he
trying
like,
to stay warm.
But he literally turned around, pulled his pants down, and went in his hand, put on his dick, and just went, ugh.
And just shoved it in him.
And I was like, and I was watching, and I was like, that's not reality.
It wasn't his first time though, because that mountain was already broke.
She must have. She must have a loose puss, girl. She had a loose puss, honey.
Broke down valley, bitch.
Bitch, broke down valley. She had a broke down valley, girl. I can't, girl. She that valley girl. Was broke, honey. Ooh, girl, bitch, dick. Can you imagine just sticking it in it? And he was all, he was all, like four pumps, he was done.
Oh, see, that's why I really can't watch that shit. That's like, I just got started. What
okay,
the fuck?
Yeah, he was pissed the fuck off. Yeah, I don't know. It was really weird. Like, you see
so
that movie?
So now am I supposed to hold you after four pumps? Am I hold you? Okay.
But yeah, he was like, oh, I'm going to hold. They held each other, but then they kept on. I don't know. It was really weird. Like, he just shoved it in. I'm like, this is not reality. Of course, a straight guy directed the movie, because if a gay man directed the movie, you just can't shove it in like that. You got to take your time and, like,
well, bitch, they had time. The movie was only so long.
That's
they
probably what it is.
For all that
they're
shit.
Like, just shove it in there.
This is gay love. Let's hurry and get it over with.
It's some broke back asshole.
They were already putting it in the movie. Fuck.
You know, yeah. And you can see the straight people watching it. I remember watching the theaters, and people were like, all the straight people were like looking around, like, all awkward. It got really tense.
Yeah.
During that scene, I was like this.
Yes.
I was like clapping. Yes.
And all the funny bitches looking around, you know, they were sucking dick before they came to see the movie anyway.
Exactly.
Bitch, what are you looking sideways for, bitch?
And I give a guy a hand job in the theater that same day.
Oh my God.
Yes, bitch, I'm a hoe. Thank you.
I
broke back
you,
his mountain, girl.
Oh my God.
I did, girl. I'm a hoe.
Bitch, you had your popcorn buttered, huh?
Bitch, yes, my puss was buttered. My bussy was buttered, bussy, girl. She was buttered, bussy. It's not for everybody, so. And it's getting weird, huh? The gay men aren't into anal sex as they should be, but there's some gay men that aren't into it.
I think, like, my first time I had sex, I was like, let's go. It was
You were fine with it.
It was like, yeah, like, that's.
I
had been watching porn, so I was, like, already ready. So, literally, I wasn't having sex, I was studying porn. I was doing my research before I had, you know,
that's how
sex.
Most people learn how to learn
and
fucking
was,
is from porn.
Like,
from porn.
Watching, you know, how, like, you know, get
but porn
head.
Isn't reality, though. That's not how you fuck.
Yeah, but I was watching the techniques. I wanted to see and make sure I wasn't doing it right. You know, I wanted to make sure I was doing it right.
Oh, like arching
you know, like,
your back?
When I think, like, when some guys first give head, their teeth give
away. I think it's everyone's first mistake.
You have when you give a head, you have to use your lips to, you know, go around your teeth so you don't be scraping and shit like
yeah.
It's a banana.
So women, remember that too. Women out there, listen to
yes.
this. Use your lips,
not
even
your
if you
teeth. Got buck teeth like a fucking horse,
yeah.
You still got to put your lips over the
yeah.
big ass
you gotta
motherfuckers.
Wrap it.
Okay?
Shit. Like that. Like
you
that.
Take the skin off a dick like it's like
it scrapes.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good, bitches. And,
no,
and men, don't do that. Use
peeling
less
that
teeth.
Shit like it's a mango.
Oh, yeah. And then some men, this one guy was like really like sucking it one time. I was like, you're about to break blood
yeah.
vessels in my dick. And like my dick's about to turn purple because you're like sucking the dick. Like you're about to hickey, give it a hickey.
Like an octopus sucking the
yes.
skin. Like,
no.
Get your suction cups off of me. Like,
yes.
Stop sucking my dick like that. Because
take
I think
the time with the dick.
Every dick, you can't suck every dick the same.
No.
Every dick
different girths, different. Yeah. You have to dislocate your jaw sometimes
yes.
for it. I had to do that one time, girl. The dick was
your
too big.
Emotional attachment to the cock.
Love it. Live it and learn it, you guys. So, yeah. So, whatever. No tea. I kind of want to talk to you real quick before we end this Because
what the fuck did you just say?
I'm going to talk about the subject real quick before we end our episode here. Our episode. This Jameson's kicking in, girls. Go fuck yourself, you stupid yellow hoe.
Bitch, it sounded like he was fucking the fucking mic.
I just talk fast, bitch. Go fuck yourself, bitch. I talk fast, okay? Stupid bitch. Reggie, don't laugh at him. Don't laugh at him. Phil, don't laugh at this stupid bitch. Don't entertain this hoe. Fuck her. Fuck this yellow bitch. Fuck her. But no, so a friend of mine at work, is in a long distance relationship with someone else. They've been long distance for about six.
I hope they had a relationship with some with themselves.
Well, well, obviously with someone else. You stupid hoe. with someone else.
Had a long distance relationship with themselves.
Stupid bitch. Fuck yourself. Not with themselves, but with another person, and it's long distance. Okay. And she asked me one day, 6 months. They've been doing it for 6 months
now. How far are they?
He travels like different places in the United States. He'll come home for like 2 or 3 weeks, but he'll leave for another like 4 or 5 months. And I know people that lived in New York that were dating someone that lived here.
Okay.
So can or does long distance relationships really work? Like, I know they can work. So I know people that have that can get them to work, but how long can you go long distance before the relationship ends? Like, how long do you think?
You can't do that. You can do it as long as you don't have kids. Because I think once you have kids in the picture, that child needs both their parents together under one roof.
Well, not always, though. There's some parents out there that raise kids without someone else.
And let me tell you.
Single mamas.
And let me tell you. If they have the opportunity to have both their parents in the house, they need to have both their parents in the house. Because that, like, living in two different houses and shit, and y'all together, but y'all live in two different houses because of work and shit, y'all better figure that shit out. Because now you have another human in the fucking picture. It's not about just the both of you. It's about that child also. And that child needs to be raised right. So, not, like, split between two houses, but, oh, we still together, but I work over here and you work over here.
Do you know people like that? Fair. Do you know people that live? Well,
I hear about it. You mean, like, in the same cities or different cities? Different states.
Different states.
Different states. I've heard of people having a child and literally, like, someone's in Atlanta and maybe someone probably has to be in Miami. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's too much.
Y'all need For work or whatever the case may be.
Y'all need to put that shit under. If we gonna move, then we all gonna move. We gonna go back and forth. We all gonna go back and forth together.
I agree.
Know what I'm saying? But if y'all ain't got no kids, I think y'all can deal.
How can someone?
I think you can deal with it. You have to compromise.
That's hard.
Like you just said, if someone's home for like 3 weeks, whatever, just straight 3 weeks, but then they gone for another 5 months and shit, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And after a while, like if it goes to a year, 2 years.
But see, while they're gone for 5 months, and within the 5 months, you got to go see them wherever they're at.
Oh, of course. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a compromise there back and forth. But how long can you not see? Like, think about me. I'm a needy bitch. I'm a needy hoe. I can't not date someone far away because I need to see you at least once a week, maybe twice a week. But I can't not see you for like 6 months. Like, I can FaceTime. Now they have FaceTime. Back then, in our time, we didn't have FaceTime when I was dating this thing. We had AM, and we had the webcam, and that was it. Yeah. And I did nasty things on the webcam. But that's a different story. But no, but you would do you can do that. But even with FaceTime, is that enough, though, just to see their face?
Nope, you know? That's not enough. I need to touch you. I need to feel your warmth. I need to smell you.
Yeah. Because she was asking me, she's like, I don't know how long I can do this for. I was like, well, eventually it's going to get to the point where someone needs to move somewhere.
But they've been together how long?
They've been together for a year.
A year? But they've been doing this long distance ever since
for
the
6 months. No, just for 6 months. He left and started doing his job. Her job.
Has she gone out there to go?
Yeah. She'll go visit him like for like a week or whatnot. But she's
about to lose it.
I think your heart and your soul get to that point where it's like you kind of need that physical person there. You need that physical love. You need that person there to be. It's one thing talking on the phone with someone about some shit you're going through, versus talking to them in person or having that physical.
Well, that's the same thing with people that go to the military too.
That's a tough part too. Yeah, there's people in the military with wives. And they're gone on tours for like years. I feel for them. And of course, they won't leave them, but they signed up for that. But it does get hard, and it gets up. But I know bitches that date a man and he's in the military, but she's like, I'm horny.
I think she needs to keep her line of communication open with dude and let him know like
how she's feeling.
When it's up and when it's not, because enough is enough. Don't leave him in the closet. He needs to be aware.
Yeah, but eventually it's going to get tiresome. Yep. You can only do it for like so long. It won't last for 3 or 4 months. Even long distance for me is San Jose.
And then your pussy is thrusting, and you like, what the fuck? What am I going to do?
Yeah,
let me go in my drawer.
Yeah, well, it's easier for women to get the little not for men, though. The vibrators get bored after a while. Yeah, they want the real dick after a while.
Hell yeah. Just fucking moving around like, no.
I don't know what goes on down with that.
I don't know either, because I never did a vibrator.
But yeah, so eventually what's going to happen is someone's going to move somewhere or the relationship is going to end. Because after a while, it's going to get to that point where like, I something needs to happen here. But I've known people that did it for like 3 or 4 years.
But if you love this person, let your love go. Let it happen as long as your love is there.
Girl, but love can only do so much though.
But when our love is lost and your heart can't do it no more, your heart going to tell you. Follow your heart. Trust it.
Yeah.
But if your heart says you stay in it, stay in it.
Stay in it, bitches. So, on that note, any last rants, Miss Boomshandas?
You know what? Any last rants? To the motherfucker who shoved me at the show, fuck you. Fuck you and your life.
Do you remember his face? What he looks like?
I remember exactly what that motherfucker looked like, bitch, because he had on a pair of glasses, and I think he had a little son with him. Because I looked at that little extra short motherfucker, and he looked just like his ugly daddy. Okay, yeah, nigga, I remember you, honey. Trust.
See, my dance mission one day. Bitch, I'll be a gag. You come to the class.
I'm gonna look through some pictures and see if I find his ass. So I'm gonna find that motherfucker. I'll let him know.
There's video of you dancing, so I wonder if he's in there.
Please don't go looking for it. Thank you very much. any last word? No. You know what though? I just no last word. No.
Are you
rants.
Hungry?
No rants. I'm motherfucking hungry. Yes.
I'm hungry. Let's go to TGI Fridays.
Let's go.
One last rant for me is teachers that or people or dancers that want to be teachers, learn how to teach first before you start teaching. Get advice from other teachers that are actually good teachers and not just go out there and start teaching, because I know it's hard to teach people and all that stuff, but not everyone, not all dancers can be teachers, and not all teachers can be dancers.
Okay, well, Martha.
On that note, Martha, shut up, bitch. Go fuck yourself with a 10-inch dildo, bitch.
I probably have more fun.
Your dildo's right there, Miss Tina.
Here we go.
That can probably fit in your asshole right there, that big old water bottle right there, you stupid hoe. All right, guys, have a great night.
Bye, guys. Have a wonderful one.
Oh,
we'll
and next week, next episode, we're going to have kids on there, and it's going to be Kids to the Darnest Thing episode. It won't be cussing. Well, I don't know. We might slip once in a while, but I don't think it'd be whatever, but we won't. Oh. So, all right, you guys. Good night.
Good night. Good day. Peace.
Bye.